This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
When I look into your eyes.
All right, Robert Barnes knows what he's talking about. He's our guest right now. We should stay with us longer. We got another guest coming up, Robert Barnes. All right, we got 5 minutes left, brother. People say, oh, Jones is being persecuted. That's so what, or Trump is, or Rittenhouse. It's a beta test. The people they pick is they want to set a precedent. So tell people the update on what's happening to Rittenhouse.
So you look at a sort of broad scale, what happened in the background of Kenosha was Democrats greenlighting violence, encouraging violence, and really inciting violence. If you look at some of the language they use, rewarding it, protecting it. Our current vice president, calling for the bailout of all the people that committed that mass-scale violence in Minneapolis, and that put into motion the things that happened in Kenosha, where a lot of outsiders came into the city and were burning down people's businesses, assaulting individuals that were local, and most of the people doing these crimes against the community were from outside the community. And so you have someone like Kyle Rittenhouse, who ends up just defending his life that day, trying to help defend his friends and other people he knew, and was assaulted for doing so effectively. And yet he is the one that they hold up and try to gaslight everybody that all that happened in Kenosha is all somehow Kyle Rittenhouse's fault. It's not the fault of the politicians who failed to send in the National Guard, and particularly the governor. It's not the fault of the local political apparatus that failed to have the policing adequately present. It's not the fault of the Democratic politicians nationwide who greenlit this violence. It's not the fault of the celebrities and social media influencers who incentivized it and encouraged it. It's not the fault of woke corporate America who helped fund it and pay for it. Somehow it's the fault of a poor kid from Antioch.
And so it's a perfect microcosm of them launching attacks all over the country for years, and then a million people show up and a few hundred break into the Capitol with government aid, and then everybody's mad and every conservative should be put in the FEMA camp. In fact, I saw a National File article. I don't have it in front of me anymore. You're representing another fellow that got attacked by Antifa and pulled a gun that's going to the Supreme Court. There it is. Robert Barnes takes case. A man convicted for defending against BLM, the Supreme Court.
Yes, that's the Michael Strickland case, a little reporter. You know, I mean, he's a little guy. He'd been previously beat up and assaulted in Portland. He has a little site about laugh at liberals that, you know, he just sort of documented some of the crazy things that happened in these riotous type settings. Because he'd been previously beat up, he went and got his training. He learned how to do it. You know, he's maybe 5'6", 5'7", small guy. He's on the spectrum. And so he learned, okay, how do I defend myself so this doesn't happen in the future? And he gets his training, he gets his right to carry, his right to carry. And on that day, a huge group of big, mean, nasty looking folks decide they're going to beat him up again just for filming a political activity and public protest. And all he does is, while backing up, he pulls out, shows his gun consistent to his training, then puts it away. Nobody's hurt, nobody's harmed. Because he takes self-defense action, and what do the web-politicized prosecutors in Oregon do? They charge him with 17 crimes. And so they end up, he ends up not even getting a jury trial. All kinds of crazy things happen through the judicial process. And now they've redefined self-defense in Oregon, that your state of mind and your life experience, you're not even allowed to introduce that into evidence. You're not allowed to tell.
You're not allowed to be afraid when 10 people say we're going to kill you.
Exactly. You're not allowed to tell them the history of who these people are. You're not allowed to tell them of what's going on through your mind. You're not allowed to tell them of how you've been beat up and assaulted before.
You're literally like a black person with 20 KKK around your house, and you're going to go to jail because you pulled a shotgun out.
Exactly. And you're not allowed to tell anybody who the Klan is. And you're not allowed to tell anybody who what these people have done in the past. You're not allowed to tell people why you have reason to fear.
And I raise that because in the first part of your career, you did a lot of Klan cases. You've actually dealt with that.
Oh, yeah, I've represented civil rights people against the Klan and other groups like that going back from the time I was.
And now, what's it like to see the left acting exactly like that, but with more power?
To me, it's a logical extension. The far right and the far left have always been on the same side. They just look like they're on the opposite sides. Fascism and communism have a lot more in common than they have in disagreement.
Right. And they're the enemy.
And this.
Barnes, we love you. Join me again Sunday, Monday, whenever you want. You're on fire. We always appreciate you, brother, in crazy times. So we'll have you back on. Let's book right now before he goes. I'm going to lock you down, buddy. You're busy. When you can come on next week, you know, at the end of the trial to join us, okay?
Absolutely. Will do.
All right. Try to save up Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. All right. We'll be right back with another special guest, a mathematician, Edward Solomon. Stay with us.
America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it, and we should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
An expert mathematician says the election results for Joe Biden at the precinct level are, quote, impossible and cannot occur naturally. Here's One America's Christina Bob.
Edward Solomon, a mathematician, took a closer look at the election results at the precinct level. A specific anomaly occurred, rendering the results impossible, says Solomon. Joe Biden won exactly the same percentage points across multiple precincts at designated times of day, long enough to change the advantage. Mr. Solomon walked me through an example of the precincts in Fulton County, Georgia.
You can see that is the first precinct there. It's at 12:56 a.m. on November 4th. And then when it abandons that ratio on its next tabulation update, two more precincts, they inherit that ratio on the same time stamp. And then after they update their tabulations and abandon that ratio of 1 to 18, another precinct inherits it.
Solomon says that in order for the ratios to be that exact at clearly designated times, computer software must have used an algorithm to change the votes. Specifically, for roughly 90 minutes at a time for rotating intervals, the precincts changed the votes to ensure that Donald Trump won only 5.555%. After the intervals completed, the precincts returned to a normal vote count.
It says that this can only have been done by an algorithm. It can't even be done by humans. So if you had a bunch of human beings that were trying to rig an election, and he said, hey, listen, I want you to give Trump 15% over here, and I want you to give Trump 13.5% over here and 5.5% over here. Even human beings trying to replicate this wouldn't get it this perfect.
So what are the chances of this happening naturally? Solomon says that there are not enough stars in the universe to which you can compare.
You can use the binomial probability formula, and the chance of that event happening is 1 over 10 to an exponent so large is not enough stars in the universe. There's not enough atoms in the universe to explain the number. It can't happen naturally.
The numbers produced by this election result can't happen naturally, and humans trying to replicate the results would not be able to produce them this perfectly. This evidence requires election officials to take a closer look and audit their results with real forensic experts. I'm Christina Bob, One America News, Phoenix, Arizona.
Videos posted at InfoWars.com. Mathematician says Biden will throw a win, a statistical impossibility. But I didn't just believe him. There's other mathematicians that have found the same anomalies. I went to the websites you talked about, the state websites, and saw it there. The same exact algorithm, the same number over and over again. Impossible. And we've even got cases where they split votes for Trump and Biden. I mean, this is insane. So Edward Solomon, and I think one of his associates online with us as well, is a number theory specialist and focused on elementary number theory and counting arguments. He's dedicated his life to the study of numbers, fractions, and numbers that are pairwise, coprime, and common mobilis. Edward has been compared to the character Will Hunting from Good Will Hunting. He's a well-known guy. I didn't know he was on the show. I looked him up. In the 19th century mathematician. That goes on, he has completed what he believes to be proof of America's conjecture and awaits confirmation of the 2300-page document defending his work. Ebert is a mathematical savant, at least, but more likely, a mathematical genius. And he's, again, Ebert Solomon. So, Ebert, I can go look at these numbers. I'm not a mathematical genius, but I know how numbers work, but numbers this long. You don't have magically on multiple voting systems in counties the exact same numbers popping up again in these weird fractions. That shows, obviously, it's being applied by a computer program. And, of course, the numbers were applied. If you look at it against Trump for Joe Biden, and we see it in the spikes and the rest of it. So, good to have you here with us. I appreciate you. So, start wherever you want with mathematics or the election or... Because that was a very important 3-minute report from OAN, but I wanted to get you on to have a long form interview. So thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Good to have you here, brother. So where do you want to start? You're the expert.
Well, of course, I want to start with what you guys just talked about with the gaslighting in the media. A lot of the things that you hear, right? Just a little comment I want to say there. There's a scene from The Taming of the Shrew by William Shakespeare. And the suitor, Petruchio, insists that the sun is the moon. And he forces Catherine to concede that the sun is the moon. And then when she concedes the point, because even though she knows it's not the moon is not the sun or the sun is not the moon, then they say, you're a liar. It actually is the sun. It's absolutely the gaslighting is really out of control. I just wanted to say that as I was listening before we started.
Well, absolutely. But, I mean, again, I'm not a rocket scientist. I just know you don't look at a voting system and see at key times the exact same, numbers broken out the same. So explain this to me like I'm 5 years old.
Well, first of all, you don't need to be an expert mathematician to observe the problem. So the way it works is that they have a predetermined aggregate state between the election vote and the mail-in vote in each precinct. That will also produce a predetermined aggregate result in a county or an entire city, done in such a way to produce an actual margin of victory for another candidate or another. But they make it impossible for the other candidate to catch up. Now, the way they apply this algorithm is different in Michigan than it is in Georgia or in Pennsylvania. But the one in Georgia I have down to a science.
You've got the floor for the next 45 minutes. We've got your videos up. We'll tell people about your YouTube. But again, just start laying it out.
All right. So here's a one example here of Fulton County. And for the record, I have all the counties in Atlanta in my data set. And it's really only Fulton and DeKalb counties that get flagged for the most part. So it seems to be a geographical.
Yeah, they always pick certain key jurisdictions to do it.
Correct. So if this was, let's say hypothetically, this was a natural result, then it should be happening everywhere in Atlanta, not just in Fulton and DeKalb. But that being said, we see here that we have 16 precincts starting at 1 in the morning on November 4th. And this is this data comes from the New York Times Edison series. So if there's anything wrong with the data, then it's an issue with the New York Times and Sitel and Edison. But that being said, this starts at 1 o'clock in the morning on November 4th. Then ends at around 11 o'clock a.m. on November 5th. And each of these precincts, they assume a 5.55% percentage for Trump, meaning Trump gets 5.5% of the vote that comes in. Exactly, though. So that's a 1 to 18 ratio, meaning Trump gets one vote out of every 18 total that comes through these precincts. And what happens here is that when this precinct abandons this ratio on the next update in the series, two more precincts come forward, and it's as if they inherit the ratio. And then they abandon it, and then this precinct picks it up, and so on and so forth throughout this time series. Now, this isn't the only ratio for which this occurs. It occurs for several, including very bizarre ones, such as Trump gets five votes out of every 113. So when you have a large prime number in one of the parts of the ratio, it's very bizarre indeed. So what's really happening is this entire strip in front of us is actually acting as one large precinct algorithmically. I call it a virtual precinct, like in the cloud. And they're diverting the initial ballots from these precincts into a container, a virtual container that's preset to a 1 to 18 ratio.
You've got the floor. We're going to come back and keep breaking this down. All I know is that Joe Biden couldn't fill a parking lot and Trump had all these giant rallies. And then when they closed the polls in those five states, he was 2, 3, 4, 5 times the number of victory. So at a half a point in those states, he had 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 points, depending on the state. And then magically these giant spikes come in, and they've got vans driving in and black suitcases being pulled out. But you're right. When you look at the math, you can see the algorithm pooling the counties, the precincts, manipulating the numbers. It's incredible. I've been watching your videos all weekend, and it's all right there. And I don't just believe you. I went and checked the precincts. I went and checked online with the state governments, and holy hell, there it was right there. So we don't just have them pulling suitcases out from underneath the counters. We don't just have vans pulling in when everything's supposedly closed. We don't just have the spikes. We have the math with Edward Solomon, and other mathematicians have confirmed similar findings. We'll be right back on the other side.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way!
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Everybody lives in a historic time, but we are living in one of the most historic times, if not the most historic, in world history. Not since the founding of the human age or since the crucifixion and resurrection of Christ. And now where we are now, this is the trifecta. And as negative as things are, the enemy is throwing their full weight against humanity because that other time is short. We are really playing with fire here. You know, we're not supposed to talk about election fraud. The Democrats said they were going to challenge the election no matter what. They said a red mirage was coming because they knew Trump was winning in a landslide. But then when we question it, oh, can't do that. But we are. But I don't just get Edward Solomon on after I saw his great report last week on OAN and just believing me. He comes off as a credible guy. He's a well-known mathematician. I went and looked at these websites. I saw those myself. Well, you don't have big, long numbers magically popping up throughout the night. That's impossible. I mean, technically, if the universe goes on for 5 trillion years, maybe the same number comes up again. But it's like the evolutionists saying, oh, you know, the cell just came together like a fine Swiss watch in the Sahara Desert. It doesn't work that way. Okay? It doesn't work that way. No matter if you have 70 trillion years. And so you've got a screen mirror now for TV viewers. Radio listeners will narrate it. Please continue, Edward Solomon, with your layout here. Start over if you'd like. Say Georgia's the big smoking gun. Start wherever you want. Don't pause or I'll take over. I like to talk. And just lay out this incredible evidence that people want to see.
All right. Well, right now I can't share my screen, so we're working on that. I don't know why.
We'll figure it out, but just lay it out for us.
We speaking of, there is a double standard. Over in, I believe it's Massachusetts, a Democrat asked for an audit, and they got an audit. And then they revealed that Republicans were shorted about 300 votes
that's right. Nowhere will they ever let the audits happen. Never a real audit. Explain the difference.
So the type of audit that I'm looking for and that is the type of audit that Pulitzer was looking for, and I'm hoping that I could present a case that gives probable cause to allow Pulitzer to go ahead and do an actual audit, not just of what the ballots say, but the quality of the ballot itself. Is it authentic? Was it filled out by a computer? Or was it filled out by a human being? Does it belong to a registered voter? Does it belong to a registered voter that is actually living in the state and things like that? These are the questions that I want answered as well. Well, it's amazing how.
So you want in Pennsylvania and Michigan these 18-wheelers and vans showing up all printed for Joe Biden? So lazy they didn't print out the other candidates, like one senator and Biden. Yeah, that's not suspicious at all. It's perfectly printed out ballots by a computer for only two candidates. No, that's not suspicious at all.
There's other things too. The down ballot is often missing on a lot of these ballots. And from Bobby Pyden's testimony in Georgia, there's actually a correlation between the first and last names of the people who voted in Pennsylvania and Georgia, which is interesting because I believe they use the same algorithm in Pennsylvania and Georgia.
And that's a good question. Let me ask you that because you've looked at this. The Democrats lost and almost lost everywhere in down ballot. Many of the ballots that the guy swore and he drove in into Pennsylvania with a truck full of fake ballots or only, and the same thing in Michigan. The witnesses have signed affidavits that there was no down ballot. What's the reason? Why didn't they do that in the fraud?
The reason is very simple. If too many Republicans locally lost their seats, they would have banded together and absolutely demanded an audit. Instead, since they managed to win, they didn't care. They didn't care about Trump. They have no allegiance to Trump. They have no allegiance to the conservative
party. Exactly. They always pick people off one at a time.
Correct. Just like I knew when they went after you, they were going to go after everybody. And now they have, once again, you're right again. They're just canceling everybody left and right. They even say libertarians, which is what I am. They're going to go cancel libertarians. According to John McCabe, I might be a potential terrorist because I'm part of the Libertarian Party.
Absolutely. So let's keep laying this out. We've got some of this on screen.
Now, the way these algorithms work is they don't choose the winner. They choose the loser. So if they don't want you to win, if they want you to lose, they're going to make sure you lose. They don't choose it. They don't care who wins. They care who loses. And if you're not part of the swamp, they're going to make sure that you lose. And if this is not corrected and brought to light, what I have right in front of me, I have formulas that capture the probabilities of events and not from some arcane research of my own, using well-established mathematics. And this is going to continue to happen for the remainder of this nation. It's never going to stop. It's going to keep happening.
Well, absolutely. A tyrant that seizes power never gives us up willingly.
But I mean, and I think I'm trying to communicate with people on the far left, the grassroots left, trying to show them how they cheated Bernie out of the primaries. The algorithms are very similar. So I've been working on that for a while.
Well, let's start there, because that's true. But they even went further. Like in California, they said, we interviewed one of the master delegates, electors, and he said, oh, we don't care when Bernie wins. Hillary will get this. Then they admitted the day before the election in 2016, the primary, they voted in California to give it to Hillary. I mean, they admitted it on TV.
This is what I mean. I'm glad we're having this discussion because I don't want to fight with the left. I don't want to fall into I call it the corporate feudalists. That's what we're really fighting. Like the previous guest just said, we're fighting fascism and communism. I don't want us to be at war with each other at the grassroots when we actually have the same common enemy. It's the swamp in D.C., the swamp at the state legislature.
No, but I agree, but how do they announce on CNN, oh, they had the delegates meet and vote for Hillary the day before the election? That's rubbing it in. That is disgusting. Right,
it's gaslighting. But they're saying the sun is the moon, and you have to agree, just like in The Taming of the Shrew. That we are the deplorables, which is, you can replace the word taming of the shrew with the taming of the deplorables. And as far as they're concerned, anybody who's authentically on the right or the left, you and me or some real Bernie bros that I've talked about in Discord to get the information from for their primaries, we're all deplorables.
Well, that's it. They don't want any critical thinking. They want to piss in your face and tell you it's rain.
That's right. And I don't accept that.
All right. Well, I know you've done a great job. I've seen your videos. So, Edward, when we come back, I'm going to give you the floor for 2 seconds. I want you to just lay out your evidence or whatever you want, the algorithms, the numbers, the facts, Georgia, wherever you want to go. When we come back, we got a minute and a half to break, though. What else do you want to cover?
Do you have the slides in front of you now?
You know, I knew you were coming on the show. They got a bunch of stuff in the computer in there, but I'm sure we can put slides up. We have the slides. Go ahead.
It's not letting me share the screen. I don't know why.
So, yeah, since you can't share the screen, it's okay. We can do the slides. So when we come back, we'll do the slides. Tell us what's in these slides.
Okay.
And listen, Edward, where's the best place for people? You're on YouTube at Edward Solomon. Where else can people find you? Or is that the best place?
That's the best place until they cancel me. It won't take long.
I hear you. All right, so let's just lay it again. I don't just believe Edward Solomon. I know he's been for a while, seen his stuff. We've had other mathematicians have come out, laid out the very same numbers. But he's a really smart guy. So we're going to talk to him when we come back. Please don't forget, only way this dog hunts is you keep staying concerned. Where everybody's supposed to shut up about election fraud, go away, because it didn't happen. No, we're not going to shut up. And questioning elections is not terrorism. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today. We never give up. We never back down. But I can give in by collapsing. I could give out. So please pray for me. Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter sun has vitamin D3 highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock together for 40% off. Or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today, because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter Sun, back in stock for a limited time.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead
and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Just evil in the universe. So don't take the massive attack and be depressed about it. Realize that it's being fulfilled and that our greatest hours and our greatest days and our greatest infinities are in front of us. All right, Edward Sullivan, we got 2 segments left. I appreciate you. We've got your slides. You've got them on your side. You just name them. You take over. Next 2 segments, go through this amazing evidence. I've seen it myself, but you're doing it live for us here, so go ahead and take over.
All right, so here is one of the ratios, 1 to 18, that I talked about previously, where Trump is getting one vote out of every 18 votes in a precinct. And there's a total of 16 precincts in front of us. And as you can see over this timeline of the slide, from midnight November 4th until afternoon of November 5th, you have a series of, I call them ratio transfers, and in the formal document that I'm writing, I call them ratio collisions. And on each of these timestamps, so you see the first one is Fulton Precinct 10J at and Precinct RW and Precinct SC2. All three of these have these ratio at the same time. Precinct 10J picks it up a few minutes earlier. But then simultaneously at 2:33 a.m., all three of these precincts abandon this ratio, and then it gets picked up by Fulton Precinct 02S. And then at 2:52 a.m., Precinct 02S abandons the ratio, and it gets picked up by 03S, who then abandons that at 3:24 a.m., and it gets picked up by two more precincts, SC-15 and SC-23B. And this process continues up until the afternoon of November 5th, and it's not just these precincts and this particular ratio of 1 to 18. Go down one slide, and you'll see the spreadsheet there for the 1 to 18 ratio. And while we'll go down one more slide, and that's a picture of all these ratio transfers for all the precincts and ratios combined that were flagged for suspicion. And as you can see, even though the print is very small, it's dominated by Fulton and DeKalb in the county identifier. It's actually two-thirds of Fulton's counties are flagged for suspicion, and about one-fourth of DeKalb's counties. And after that, everything else is pretty quiet in the other counties. It's only Jonesboro Park and Clayton, and that's about it. So we'll go one more slide, and I'm going to explain to you how this algorithm works. All right? Do you see total expected votes equals 1 million?
Yeah, go to the next one. One slide behind. Go next, guys.
Okay.
All right. It's okay. You just go ahead and lay them out. Yeah, there it is. Okay.
All right. So we're going to do a hypothetical example here, and we're going to say it's the city of Gotham. All right. And Biden, they're expecting a total. They projected internally the internal bean counters for the Democrat Party or the Uniparty. They're projecting that there's going to be 1 million votes in Gotham. It's going to be 48% Biden. It's going to be 52% Trump. Now, these bean counters, they do their job very well. So when they release these suppression polls saying that Biden's going to win Florida with 10% or something, they already knew that wasn't true. They are doing that for exactly what Trump said. I just want to point that out. It's to suppress donations and enthusiasm. But anyway, they have their real internal numbers, and they're expecting it to be 48 Biden, 52 Trump at 1 million. And I say, okay, we're going to separate these million votes into two batches, the natural vote and the manipulation vote. I call it the flip set. So they're going to take 700,000 of these ballots of the million. They're going to put them to the side, and they're never going to touch them. They're just going to let them go 48% Biden, 52% Trump. So they've already accounted for the aggregate across the county or across the city. And what they're going to do then is they're going to take the other 300,000 votes, and they're going to flip them at a very particular percentage in order to ensure a Biden victory, a razor-thin margin. So in this example, we're going to do 66% Biden and 33% Trump instead of 73-27. And instead of having 20-30-40 ratios that they use, we're going to go with four. And they're going to create four virtual precincts. They're going to be the first virtual precinct. Trump is going to get 1 out of 10 votes. The second one, he's going to get 1 out of 5. The third one, he'll get 1 out of 3. And the fourth precinct, he'll get 2 out of 3 votes. And they're going to set up a very simple linear system of equations here. They're going to take the grand total there, 300,000. It's the total amount they're going to play with. And they're going to say that equals XYZT. And they're going to take the amount of votes that Trump is supposed to get out of it. So 33% of that number is 100,000. And you set that to X over 10 plus Y over 5 plus Z over 3 plus 2T over 3. It's that simple. And then they solve that. And there's many different solutions to this. And this is just one of them. And they get about 90,000 for the first precinct and 40,000 for the second and 89,000 for the third and 79,000 for the fourth. So what that means is they have to feed, if we look at the second virtual precinct as 20% Trump, they have to feed 40,285 ballots into that precinct and flip them at a rate 1 to 5 Trump. And if you do that for all these precincts, you're going to get exactly 300,000 ballots total and 100,000 for Trump. So we'll go to the next precinct, the next slide. You should say virtual precinct 2. So we're going to walk how this algorithm works at the physical level now. And we're going to have three elementary schools. A, B, and C, so elementary school Alice, Beth, and Kathy. And between them, they have 10,000 votes. So we have 3,000 votes in Alice and 4,000 votes in Beth and 3,000 votes in Kathy. And the algorithm takes control of these three elementary schools and either resets or injects more ballots to achieve an aggregate of 20% Trump. So Trump will get 2,000 votes out of this batch of 10,000. So now they fed 10,000 out of the 40,000 ballots they needed to this ratio. Then they disband this ratio. They release control of these elementary schools, and they never use them again. They never toy with them. They never manipulate them again. And they seize two more precincts. So this will be your high school with 7,500 votes and another elementary school with 2,500. And that will be a grand total of 20,000 with the precincts above it. So now Trump is getting 4,000 votes out of this 20,000 combined. Then the algorithm will release control of those and then simultaneously seize the last three precincts it needs. Then that will be another high school, X, with 8,000 votes. That could be a stadium with 12,000, and this could be a small church with 285. And now they fed a total of 40,285 ballots into this virtual precinct, flipped at a ratio of 1 to 5 Trump. And if you do that for all the other precincts in the above slide, you're going to get exactly 33% Trump and 66 or 67% Biden. And by doing that, because they're taking the aggregate state into account before they run this algorithm, they know that that's what the result will be, and Biden will manage to win by a razor-thin margin. And it also
Wait till right at the end. They already want to have the numbers to be able to manipulate and make sure it looks close. Because why are these fraudulent elections always so close? Like, I think that's key.
Right. So what they're doing is they're conserving their resources as best as they can. They only have so many ballots that they can dump, and there's only so many ballots that they can send into adjudication as well. They have the bean counters have all these numbers, and the algorithm has.
And that's why what you're saying is so key. Because I talked to Trump, I talked to the White House, I talked to his lawyers. They all knew. No, they're using ballots to manipulate, but it's still fraudulent. Then everybody else gets diverted onto Dominion and all that, like as if the company was doing it. No, it was being done by the fake ballots fed in that were ready in reserve, correct?
Correct. An example I give a lot is somebody can download illegal porn on Windows 10. It doesn't mean that Windows or Microsoft is responsible.
Exactly. Then they trick some people to go after Windows. Instead, it covers what they actually did through the software. Exactly. Like anybody can pick your lock, get in your house. Doesn't mean Master Lock did it. We'll be right back with our guest. He's really smart. Edward Solomon. Wow. This is, he's breaking it all down with the real numbers, folks. This is history. Stay with us.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Final segment this hour. I'll host a little bit of the next hour. I'll make Vegas take over. That's some breaking news in the beginning after our guest leaves us. But listen, so many listeners are new. And so they tune in, they think, Jones is criticizing Sidney Powell. He must be jealous of her. Like, I'm in a competition. I'm not in a competition. I want to beat the globalist. Sidney Powell, I think, means well, but she's like, Dominion is controlling it from their headquarters. It's just like our guest just said, no. Just because you have a Microsoft computer doesn't mean someone that hacks your computer is Microsoft. It was the ballots, and I had that from good White House lawyers that got sidelined. Robert Barnes was working for Trump. He told me, like, 2 days after the election, he said they're going to claim it's all about Dominion. They're all going to get sued, and that's a globalist group manipulating them. Powell's not bad. The other lawyers, he said, wasn't bad. He was right. I talked to other people in the State Department. They said, no, it's fake ballots being fed in that they hold in a group they use to manipulate. That's how they're doing it. And it was local Democrats doing it in these six states. And here's Edward Solomon laying that out. And so that's why it's a red herring to say, Dominion. And I said this way before Dominion filed lawsuits. I said this back in November. I was like, okay, guys, you're all saying Smartmatic, Dominion. Those are just the operating systems. Anybody can hack a computer. It's like saying, an iPad got hacked. It was Tim Cook did it. No, Tim Cook runs Death Camps in China and thinks that's okay. And is an article saying it's okay. That's Tim Cook. He runs Death Camps. Tim Cook, when your Apple iPhone gets hacked, it's not usually Tim Cook. So, Edward Solomon, we really appreciate your time today. We got about 10 minutes left. Lay out for people more of this incredible evidence you're giving people from the state websites, from the Secretary of State's, from their own numbers. Impossible stuff where all over at exact times, exact numbers happen that are just insane. This is like total fingerprints.
Right. On Sydney, I've had one conversation with her, and I love her. And I talked to her, her son a few times. But overall, just like you were saying,
she's not a mathematician. She hasn't been studying voting machines for 20 years.
I don't think there's that many people involved with this as we think. But very few, based on what I've seen on the Michigan results. That had to be, I call him Dr. Evil. I don't know who it is. I assume it's Eric Coomer.
And if somebody else will say we're defending Dominion, we're not. Explain to them. It's like you said. If someone hacks your Microsoft computer, it doesn't mean it's Bill Gates. Explain that. And we're not defending Bill Gates. We're saying by making it the company, you divert off of who did it.
Correct. So the voting machines, they have to have measures in place to actually correct incorrect tabulations. There's also older methods of voting that aren't implemented right now, such as ranked choice voting or the single transferable vote, that are built into these machines, but they're not activated. They're not supposed to be active. And it is possible for a small cabal, overseas even, to, if these machines are connected to the Internet, which apparently they were, especially in Georgia, in Atlanta.
We know there were live patches going on during, correct?
That I'm not familiar with.
Listen, patches in the days before and the days of were going on these software.
Yes, I remember there was supposedly firmware updates. I'm not sure if they were software updates. But any sort of update ultimately is very suspicious to happen either during...
Exactly. It's like mRNA doesn't do the nucleus. It programs the outside of the cell of the nucleus. It's the same deal. Exactly.
So, yeah, if they should have been putting these updates on these machines long before the election itself. And another thing going on with Sydney is this is another thing I disagree with. I don't believe that the turnout for Trump was so great that we had to shut down everything nationwide in the battleground states. What I think they did instead was they let us vote. They gave them the information we needed, and then they shut everything down statewide to calculate their parameters to enter into the algorithm.
Oh, that's it. They knew there was a landslide. They had to measure the landslide. That's how they failed last time, is they set their fraud below the landslide. They underestimated the landslide. So this time they waited till the landslide happened and then went above it.
Correct. And they already knew it was going to happen. Well, basically, we gave them the information they needed to turn the election over. Like right now, if I was in a red county, and a red district in the United States, I would not release my tabulations until after the big Democrat city zoo. Like, that's one measure of defense that we can take in the meantime. I wouldn't release a damn thing.
Well, you know your stuff, man. I study this 20 hours a day, and you know way more than I do. So keep laying factoids on us. What else should we know, Mr. Solomon?
Bro, I'm going to look at one last slide, because the other slides are too difficult to explain without sharing my screen. They're easy if I can, but not if I can't. Do you have the slide in front of you that says Atlanta precincts hijacked 371 over one out of 1,041?
We do. Put it up. Go ahead.
All right, see the big red box in the middle says, okay, I see it. All right, so this is what I know to be sure. I know that if you take each precinct that was involved in this shenanigans and you look at the final altered the final time it was hijacked in the time series, the same 371 precincts. It's a total of 287,000 ballots combined, of which Trump got 14.65%. After the algorithm has released control of all these precincts, the exact same precincts, it ends with 504,000 votes at 18.49% Trump. So what does that mean in between? It means that Trump got 23.57% of the remaining unaltered vote in Atlanta. So what I told Mike Lindell is, if 287,000 people walk into a casino in Las Vegas and they win 14.65% of the time in some game they're playing, the casino will have adjusted its profit and its payouts in accordance with that rate of victory for its clientele. If the next 220,000 people walk in and they win 23.57% of the time, that casino will go out of business. That doesn't happen. This is the same 371 precincts. So if I apply what I believe to be Trump's true percentage in these hijacked precincts, if had they not been altered, I were to project that using what's called the law of large numbers. That's how casinos operate. And I say, suppose Trump got 23.57% of all this vote, then he would have had 118,972 votes. That is a difference of 25,645 votes from what's reported in these 371 precincts. And that is what I stand by at the bare minimum was stolen from President Trump in the 2020 election in the city of Atlanta.
Absolutely. And again, you're a smart guy, and I'm smart. I get what you say, but barely. Explain that to folks who are halfway listening, driving down the road right now. I mean, this is overwhelming evidence
All right.
of fraud.
I'll do it with 10 and 20%. So suppose 500,000 people walk into a casino, and they have an expected chance of winning a game is 10%. And the casino has a particular model of which it does its payouts in its in order to maintain a profit. And then the next 500,000 people walk in, and 20% of them win. I guarantee you that casino is about to go out of business. In other words, what we're seeing here is the same 371 precincts that I have flagged for suspicious activity. They jump from 14.5% to
23.5%. Sure, the key is the jump. It's like Trump. Anybody can see those spikes. And that's what you're saying
right.
is they bring in the fake ballots. It's not Dominion doing it at some central headquarters. It's people manipulating the machines themselves, entering fake ballots they have in a reservoir. They then use as an algorithm to hijack it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. So this is an argument I had on the Donald.win. Like some people think I'm were trying to fight me. I said, listen, I agree with you. They dump ballots and then evaluate them with an algorithm. It's not a mutually exclusive.
I'm not name dropping. I talked to some of the highest people right. that are patriots in the Pentagon. They're saying everything you said to me a month ago. And I talked to Trump lawyers. Barnes told me all this 2 months ago. And I talked to others, and they told me exactly what you're saying. Exactly
and,
what you're saying.
Going off the OAN clip you played at the start, because before we sign off, there's a difference between precision and accuracy. So you could have a group of humans that are not aided by an algorithm that could reproduce this result with the same accuracy.
But you wouldn't have all the numbers lining up.
Correct. It wouldn't be with the same precision. They could still call
Hold on, just 5 minutes with us. Let me explain this. Only a computer across all these systems can do it exactly the same time, exactly the same way. That's where you get the improbability,
yes.
the impossibility. Explain that. We're coming back. Come back in 2 minutes. It's incredible, ladies and gentlemen. And I tried to warn listeners this was coming. I mean, the stupid Q stuff. I mean, give me a break, folks. Having connections to U.S. intelligence, the military, is like having connections to Walmart. Like, it's all apples and oranges. But we knew what was going on, and we tried to warn people, and no one listened to us. Again, the Pentagon listens to InfoWars, not the other way around. Be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.